From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, April 7th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Catskill Ambulance Department is now an advanced life support paramedic service. The final state approval was received in late March. The process to upgrade from basic life support was started in April 2015. Catskill board member Jared Giordano said this week he is pleased with the department's ability to now respond at all levels. Board member Robert Anatelli also praised the department and the long-awaited upgrade. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Carrie Allen, John Mason, and Roger Hannigan-Gilson are reporting in the Register-Star that fruit farmers in Columbia and Greene counties are assessing the damage that may have been caused by the snowstorm and cold temperatures this week. Temperatures dropped as low as 8 degrees in some parts of Columbia County overnight on Monday, March the 4th. At Kinderhook's Samascot Orchards, the temperature fell to 17 degrees, said Matt Wilson, a farmer at that orchard. The crew used wind machines to keep warmer air down to ground level in an effort to hold off the cold. Farmers will not know the extent of the damage until after the bloom season, said Dan Donahue, regional tree fruit specialist for Cornell Cooperative Extension. The storm on Monday came 16 days into spring and brought the region's most significant snowfall this year. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. Amy Bancoli is reporting in the Times Union that the temporary art installation, Breathing Lights, is now in the testing phase. The project will soon transform hundreds of vacant buildings in Albany, Schenectady, and Troy into sources of gently pulsing light. Artist Adam Freeland and architect Barbara Nelson's installation was the Capital Region's submission to the Bloomberg Philanthropies Public Art Challenge last year and one of four winning projects nationwide to receive a grant of $1 million. The Breathing Lights team recently ran trial illuminations of 8 empty buildings. Freeland spoke during a press event held on Wednesday, April the 6th, at the former St. Mary's Church on Eastern Avenue in Schenectady. He said the lights were tested, as was the coordination process with the contractor, the land bank, zoning, and coding. The installation will be up and running in approximately 300 empty buildings in the three cities every night between 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. from October through November. General Electric and Capital Region Creative Economy Project and the Lighting Research Center are among the project's 25 public and private partners. You can read that full story in the Times Union. The Albany Times Union reports that Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump will hold a rally on April the 11th at the Times Union Center in Albany, the day after he holds an event in Buffalo. Representatives for the campaign of Bernie Sanders are also in discussion with the Times Union Center about an appearance later in the week. You can read that full story in the Albany Times Union. Keisha Clucky in Politico, New York, reports that preliminary reports say that at least 14,000 students refused to take the state standardized Common Core aligned English language arts test on April the 5th. Last year, many more, about 240,000 third through eighth graders, refused to take the state math and English exams, around 20% of the students opting out. State English exams continue through April the 7th, and math tests are next week. A full accounting of how many students opt out is not expected until August. You can read that full story in Politico, New York. For our final story, Matthew Hamilton in Capital Confidential reports that a study by the state authority's budget office found municipal industrial development agencies that employ competitive bidding procedures when selecting service contracts incur lower project costs. That may not be news to anyone, except that in 2014, New York's IDA reported that only 32% of procurements use competitive bidding. In New York's 33 IDAs reported that they did not competitively select any contract procurements, while 10 did. Other government agencies did a bit better. Nonprofits defined as local authorities reported a 73% competitively selected procurement rate, while state authorities reported 65% and local authorities 57%. Hamilton writes, and I quote, "Locally, the Rensselaer County IDA is among those that used a competitive selection process for its audit service contracts, resulting in a $203 cost per project for 60 projects. Compare that to the Albany County IDA, which did not use a competitive selection process and incurred a $393 cost per project for 15 projects, end quote. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting showers today, mainly before 3 p.m., then rain after 3 p.m. The temperature high will be 55 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 90%. The Thursday night rain, mainly before midnight, with a low around 37 degrees. The chance of precipitation for Thursday night is 80%. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, a chance of rain mainly between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 48 degrees. For Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 24. And on Saturday, a chance of rain and snow showers before 2 p.m., then a chance of rain showers. It will be partly sunny with a high near 45 degrees. For Saturday night, a slight chance of snow showers after 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 22. Sunrise today was at 6:25 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:29 p.m., providing us with 13 hours and 3 minutes of daylight. That's 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 7th day of April, 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.